Hey Moncrief, this is my Chapter 14 podcast pager over rural land use patterns. So the first point I'll hit on is land value, and this one's kind of obvious because it talks about how the land's relationship of like location to towards the market will affect how farmers use their land or where they go, because being closer to the market makes the land more valuable, and that's where farmers that grow more perishable crops would go there. So that's how they use that land. And then land farther away is less valuable, and grain and livestock are less perishable. So farmers that do those things could use the land there. So it all kind of goes back around to location, location, location. And the next point I'll hit on is the depletion of water supplies. And this is kind of like a long-term deal in how it'll affect where farmers go and how they'll use their land, because it basically says that like 70% of all accessible fresh water is used for agriculture, and a lot of that fresh water is being unnecessarily depleted by like inefficient irrigation or like pipes that leak or trying to grow crops in places where they shouldn't even be trying to grow crops. So like in the long run, if it gets too much, then that water can like completely dry up, and then those farmers would have to move to another place, and then they'd might end up using the water there, and then it could just become a chain reaction. So I believe that like rural land use, or at least compared to Von Thunen's model, is like it's pretty much kind of gotten like all over the place in like what's where and why it's where. Oh hey, why are the where nice? But yeah, because of like new technologies like refrigeration and stuff, like it's really just become a matter of convenience where things are and what they are and where they are, if that makes some sort of sense. So I could probably make a comparison to, it was actually a video game where it was like a war game where one of the missions was that we pretty much just went around and like pillaged and destroyed the opponent's farms just to like cut off their food supply. And that ended up completely derailing their military effort because they had no food and they had to rely on farms that were really far away from like their military bases. So they were also cut short on manpower. So that's how it played a role in war as well. If I want to make a book cover, I'd probably do like a dot for like a city or an actual like building or something. And then like a small farm that's kind of like right next to it. And then another farm that's like 30 million miles away, just to like show the locational differences. And then like have those farms obviously like be different, so it shows like how different things are in different places. And that wraps up my Chapter 14 podcast about rural land use and patterns. And I'll leave you off with this quote, which we also went over today. Where's the beef?